Batı'nın Selen'e. During the Bible, names are given and rates. Some of them are very good and some of them are not so good. Some of them God had to change to become this person like Jacob, you know. I mean, he fitted his name early in his life. He was the leader of his Jacob is prince. Change the name of Abram from the country father to be a power of all nations. Change the destiny. There's so many changes. I'm identifying for you, James the Left. You know, this is a guy, James the Left. You're going to look at me. Most of them, the companions of God in the body. They're there for a reason. They're there for our help. They're there that we may understand our needs. In the initial revelation of God, in the name. But then one moved among his people and people and names and Jehovah Elohim. We think of the word Jehovah, generally in Hebrew. We think of the redemptive name of deity. God is redemption. Jehovah. And throughout the scriptures, we can find out that revealed as Jehovah. And the first one we're going to look at is in Genesis chapter 22, when Isaac asked his father Abraham, he said, I see the wood and the fire. Verse 8 of Genesis 22, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself and for the virtual offering. And they went both of them together. They came to the place which God had told Abraham. Abraham built an altar there and laid a wooden altar. But Isaac his son laid him upon the was that he never moved from eyes, looked in the old engine, and he thought in a thicket by his horn. He then went and looked around and walked him up. And he went up to him in the skeleton of his family. Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh, is the defense of the Lord. Jehovah Jireh is God People meeting their particular needs at a particular time. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord will provide. In the same the Lord will be some believe that God is not with one, the sacrifice would have been Jehovah. When God reveals himself, the first aspect of this revelation that this king has been, then he was born to take the people of Israel before Moses to be the deliverer. Who is God? God said to him, tell him, man, such that I stay unto the good of the Lord. And to stay unto the good of the Lord. The Lord God, Jehovah Elohim, of your glory, the Lord Jacob, this is my name. Jehovah Elohim. This is my name. For this is my memorial. Generally. The first distinctive revelation of the Lord is name redemption as it relates to the coming people in Egypt. The Abraham's of lamb. When we think of the lamb, it is the most constant type of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know for Isaac that there was found a substitute. Because God stopped him from bringing the knife down on his son. And he looked and he saw the ram who captured his by his horn. And he went and he took that ram and he offered it up. In the stead, this is one of the great pictures of substitution. He went and he offered it up in the stead of his son. In the stead of his son. When I think of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus, I see him on the cross. even there. But Jesus, God's Son, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, the hero of God. Declared to them who he was, many there was John the Baptist, and he was proclaiming the coming of the country. The one who was preferred before him. The one flesh surely and his flesh even more when he beheld him on the bank of the Jordan, and he said, "This is he. Behold, the Lamb of God that beareth the sin of the world. Jehovah Jireh will be." Almost in another place in John chapter 1, John says, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The scriptures, we are reminded that the Lamb is coming. Excuse me. I want to provide the Lamb for the sacrifice. I read from the scripture this morning. 1 Peter 1, we're not redeemed. Silver and gold. Blood of Christ. Lamb without blemish. And then. John had his vision. Lord, he saw him in many aspects, but he saw him at one point as the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. Lord will provide. Jehovah Jireh, meaning the Lord. It provided a lamb. But we can even go further and apply this to our everyday needs. We can claim this name of our Lord, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will supply our needs. God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus our Lord. We can count on that. And David the psalmist in Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my and with chaff. His disciples told them not to be anxious in Matthew chapter 6. Don't worry about the things you want to eat or wear. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't get anxious about anything. Father, you should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Sin shall be added unto you. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide you. Finally, he taught his disciples. He assured them that the Lord is there. The Lord will provide for their needs, for their responsibility. For in chapter 7 of Matthew is to ask. Shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Keep on. Whatever you need, the Lord will. James tells us, if it's not like this, let him ask of God. Give us to all men liberally and abundantly. Ask of God. In other words, don't worry. Again, in the book of James, we're told that you have not because you ask me. Again, you keep asking, but you asking amiss. You're asking not according to the will of God. You have an ulterior motive. You want something so that you can boast about what you have to others. You want it so that you might consume it. When we ask, we have to ask in faith. When we ask, we have to ask according to his will. I know this is not popular in some circles. They tell us, you don't say that. You ask his will. We just name it and you claim it. Therefore, you don't know anything. You have nothing to claim. Jesus says, you ask. You're given unto you. What are you claiming? You don't have anything. And claim is hell because that's what you need. You ask, and it shall be. You want to know the one to whom we're dealing? He's a very generous man. What he's done for us. And what is given us, he says, he who spared not. Came up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all? an extensive list here. I don't think I can do it in two sessions, but I will try, because I was hoping to get two done in this session. And now I've been almost gone and I only got one. I'm really running behind. But I'm going to do the next point. I'm going to pick it up when we come back. Over January, the Lord will provide you. Talk a lot about illness and sickness. A lot of us, we go through sickness, each one of us. Exodus chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15. We're not going to do this, but this is going to be a short one, but I'm just going to introduce it and pick it up from here in the next session. Says this. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness, Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. People murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance. And there he tested them, and said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians." And the Lord did that evil. The Hebrew, that is, Jehovah Ra, the Lord that healeth. This is right after the old spectacular time. They're going through the Red Sea. They have witnessed this is after the most memorable form of redemption. Then we come to Moses in the church. This one is born. Sticking to the This, what we have before us, is about physical healing, it is. It's about physical healing. The Lord is about healing of the body. Jesus healed the diseases of mankind. He healed their diseases because he had compassion on them. He died. He sinned. But he can heal. And he will heal. The whole we have diseases. We have to be in despair. It is not guaranteed that we are going to we're going to get rid of the disease. That's the you would have to listen a little bit to the next time. So good to be with you, beloved. And you know that already. God bless his word. See you later, beloved. And you look at the name, the compound name of Jehovah. Bring us together here today. Thank you for the privilege of remembering this evening, breaking the bread and the drinking of the cup, proclaiming his death until he comes. So vividly this morning, of the full payment of our sin debt and be paid in full. Rejoice and we rest and finish Christ Jesus. Get out there and be paid in full. Thanks for bringing us together. Be with us and guide us and bring us back together as we study thy words and give us liberty and fair and thy counsel. We pray your thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Mm-hmm.